two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the Mom Show. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. My guest today, familiar voice, you may listen to her show here on KSL News Radio on Saturdays, Heather Osmond with Osmond Designs. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
Good. This is so funny because you and I do another show together called The Home Show where you're the host and I just get you in and out of breaks, right? And today I'm the host, but you're the guest, and it's I love having you here and I love chatting with you about home stuff or mom stuff.
You know what? You have just become an amazing friend, and I just love being with you. And this is such a great opportunity to just come and have an excuse to hang out with Lindsay again,
which
I'm
right?
all about.
It's so fun. Okay, so on the home show, you don't always dive so much into how you're a mother of four children and how you created Osmond Designs while having these children and how... You know, so often as women, we get the message that we have to choose. It's either or, having kids or having a career. And, you know, we live in this Utah market where it's quite conservative. And I feel the pressure of that message often in some of the circles that I run in. Did you feel that as you were growing Osmond Designs from the beginning and having your kids?
You know, definitely. I am born and raised in Utah. I was definitely a Utah County girl. I grew up in Provo. My dad was a firefighter. My mom was PTA president, and I had the most amazing childhood. Looking back, I had no idea how good I really had it. But yes, my mom always had things that she was doing on the side, and which brought income to our family, not only for vacations, but, you know, looking back, I just think my brothers were in sports. I did cheerleading. I mean, those costumes and uniforms cost a lot of money. And, you know, in Utah, oftentimes we have four and five kids, and then you get all of those kids in activities, and it is hard to keep up with all of that. My dad not only was a firefighter, but also did used car sales and anything he could do to earn extra money. And I sure respect and admire both of them so much for that. But I do realize in Utah that women give themselves to their families, which I love. I mean, I think that is the most important job that we will ever have, is raising our kids. However, I do want to also emphasize that women can also develop their own talents and do things that they love and enjoy. And that is not choosing those things over their kids. I think you can absolutely do both. And if you can find a hobby or something that you enjoy doing, whether that's quilting or, you know, making casseroles, or I don't know what.
Or interior designing people's
or
homes.
Interior design, whatever that is, find joy and inspiration in developing yourself. And I think that really helps you to become a better mother.
And I hear what you're saying about sometimes we get this message of being this completely self-sacrificing mother, right? And
right.
To that, I would sort of make the argument that you could be home with your kids 24/7 and be unfulfilled, be resentful, I know
be
that
on medication.
Be on medication.
Those stories
currently
all the time.
On some medication, and I'm not with my kids 24/7.
Right.
But yeah, that I mean, I have spent time as a stay-at-home mom, and I did not love it. I love my kids desperately, but I felt useless, for lack of a better word. I mean, obviously, I was taking care of my kids, but I really, really struggled to find purpose in it. And that does not say anything about my children or my love for them. And I really wish we could separate that message a little bit, because so often we feel like as women, we have to be completely self-sacrificing or we're failing. Right.
Sure.
And it's just like, wait a second, if I could be with my children 24/7 and not be the best mother for them because I'm unfulfilled and I'm angry and I'm resentful and I'm snapping at them. Whereas when I come home from a day of work and I'm fulfilled and I love what I do and I've gotten to interact with adults and do meaningful work, then I come home rejuvenated and fulfilled and happy and with capacity to give them the love that they deserve.
I think that's amazing. And all of us are unique and different. And all of us are going to need to see what works best for us. And I don't think it's anyone else's job to figure that out for each of us individually. But for me, in the beginning, I had small kids and they were 100% my focus. And sometimes just in the evenings after 9 p.m., you know, from 9 to 11 was my time to develop my talents. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women go shopping at the mall, or they go to lunch with their friends, or they're, I call them spa girls or gym girls. And, you know, all of us are doing something. Well, I, in the beginning, chose to spend my time doing interior design. And my husband at the time really had a flexible schedule. And so it allowed me, if I did need to go do an interior design appointment during, you know, in the afternoon, here or there, or in the evening, he would watch the kids, and it was providing income for our family, which at the time was really needed, and we were grateful for that opportunity, and it was fun. I couldn't believe I was getting paid to do something that I loved. I went to Brigham Young University in interior design and also in business and also in advertising, and never thought in a million years I would own a furniture and interior design store, and here I am. But in the beginning, it was hard, right? Trying to juggle all of that. But a lot of it was just waking up early and staying up late to get my talents and my dreams and my fulfillment done. As my kids grew older and they started school, as soon as I would drop my kids off, that's when I would work. Mm-hmm. And then I would be the one picking my kids up from school. And that would kind of be my just short little part-time job. They oftentimes didn't even know that I worked,
right?
Because I would just schedule all of my appointments during that time. As my kids have, again, grown older, they started driving themselves and doing all of those. And so my interior design talents and abilities, I think, have improved in so much that I've been able to hire other friends and incredible designers here in Utah to be on my team, which has opened up my schedule even more to make sure that I am family focused. So again, all of us are different. We all know what our capacity is. And I think it's just finding something that you love. I think in today's day and age, there's so many divorces. Mm. There are so many widows. There's so many things that can happen in your family. Even affording a home these days, there's a lot of unemployment and things that can go wrong even with health. And so having something to fall back on that is a skill that you can use if needed is going to be more important than ever.
Yeah. And what if we were able to just develop those skills because it's what we wanted to do
and what we love to do?
Right. Because we have just as much right as anyone else, as our husbands, to go to work. Right.
I think
I think that's so important. Heather Osmond owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. We'll take a break. Heather, I want to dive into how you grew this business when your kids were little. I mean, this is a stage I'm in right now and I find it all consuming. So let's dive into that when we get back on The Mom Show.
You've joined The Mom Show. Being a mom can be tough sometimes. We try to make it easier. Here's Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for joining us today on The Mom Show. I'm here with my good friend, Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs, Interior Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Two stores. You guys, I have been to Heather's stores, and if you're in the market to redo some of the interior of your home, can I just suggest Osmond Designs? Because it is breathtaking, some of the designs she can do, and the she designs office spaces all over the valley, and she has a real estate license, so she's just a triple threat in the real estate world. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Lindsay, thank you so much. If I ever am having a bad day, I'm just going to call you. You're just like, you made my day today. You're
I'll
a sweetheart. Thank
build
you.
Build you up all day.
So nice.
I believe in you. Okay, so now you're on my show. You have your own show on Saturdays on KSL News Radio where you talk about real estate and your interior design. And so anyone who's into that world should give us a listen. Spoiler, I host Heather's show.
Yes,
now
you
she's
do.
On my show.
And you're amazing and I love it.
It's so fun. But today we're on The Mom Show. And so I want to dive into how you built Osmond Designs from literally the ground up with four children, because I'm in a stage where I have two children. One is three, one is seven, almost three, and just turned seven. And I feel swallowed. I mean, last segment, you were talking about how you would put the kids to bed. Then from 9 to 11, you would work on interior design stuff. And I put the kids to bed and I crash.
You're tired.
I am in bed and I'm watching one episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake and then I'm done.
Right? No, you know, looking back, I seriously just shake my head. I don't know how I did it. I really do not. I think there was a lot of help from Heavenly Father, really. It's very overwhelming to be a mom and also try to develop your talents and be a business person. Being a business owner is not for sissies. I will say that it is very, very tough, especially in the beginning when you're not making a lot of money and you're putting in so many hours and so much work trying to prove yourself and get that clientele and do a good job. And there's so many things about business that you don't know and so many mistakes that you learn from. It really is like going to college and getting an education, right? But it doesn't ever turn off. I felt like Osmond Designs was my fifth child. And,
right.
and I loved doing that in my free time. And there were so many times that I didn't get my nails done. I didn't get my hair done. I didn't go shopping at the mall. I was not going to lunch with my friends. I was doing my business. And I loved it. And it brought me so much joy and so much excitement to learn and grow and think of what Osmond Designs could be at some point. I have this philosophy and it's never pay retail. And I think that really drove me a lot. In the beginning, I was a real estate agent. I would go into people's homes and I would be horrified at what their house looked like. And I just thought, this is not okay.
Remind me never to have you over, by the way.
No, just kidding. And it wasn't a judgmental thing. It was, I want to help them. I just knew the principles of interior design and they were breaking so many rules. And I knew that I genuinely could bless their lives and help them sell their homes for more money in shorter amounts of time. And that was before the market is like it is today. Because really, oftentimes today, you can just put it up and it can be a total train wreck and someone probably will still buy it. They won't pay as much for it. But just really learning the value of good interior design principles and applying those and knowing the rules, but then knowing when to break the rules too has just been a valuable education for me. Not only for helping sellers sell their home, but also for just people that want to stay in their home and love their home. I've always felt like your home is a very sacred place to be. And for me, that is something that is very fulfilling, is helping people make their home a beautiful place where they can have family and friends and create memories together. Because at the end of all of this, that's all that matters, right? We're all just walking each other home. This is a process and life is hard for most people. And I feel like your home really needs to be a place where you can rest and you can enjoy the company that's there and enjoy your surroundings. And your home can be very beautiful and it can be comfortable. And there is a very special feeling about a beautiful home. And it's not necessarily how big your home is, how expensive your home is, because you can get really great feelings from very small, simple homes, as well as, you know, multi-million dollar mansions that are here across the Wasatch Front.
Yeah.
And I've seen the end of the spectrum with both of those scenarios.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and this might be a personal question, so don't feel like you have to answer it if you don't want to. But what I'm hearing you say is you were very fulfilled by the work you were doing in interior designing and going in people's homes and creating these beautiful spaces. Did you find equal fulfillment in motherhood, or did you really gravitate towards that because you thought motherhood might fulfill you in a way, but then it didn't?
You know, I remember my littlest kids. I have two girls and then a boy and then a little girl. But in the beginning, I remember feeling really lonely. My husband would go to work and I had a three-year-old and a one-year-old or a two-year-old and an infant, a newborn. And I was tired. I just wanted to talk to someone. And I just remember asking my husband when he was going to be home, mm-hmm. what time. And I would look at the clock and say, 2 more hours.
Yeah.
Right. And it really is lonely. And I think getting out there and having friends and having those little play dates or anything you can do to just get yourself ready in the morning, have yeah. a reason to be excited about even letting them play and you can talk or
whatever.
Well,
it's funny because you're surrounded by humans all day long, but you're lonely.
You're so lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really just look at that and go, I was in survival mode.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those years I don't even remember because it was just clean the toilets, you know, change the diapers, do the laundry, all of those things. And I think maybe that's why Osmond Designs became so important to me, you know, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. because it was just something that I did for myself.
It was your outlet.
It was
yeah.
my outlet that brought me additional joy. I love my kids.
Yeah.
My kids have always been number one for me. But having something that I can do and learn and grow and develop of that's just me,
yeah,
I think is more important than ever. And all of us hopefully do have some hobby or talent that we can pursue. And some of those may make money and maybe some don't. And that's okay. But I think a lot of women just love doing service.
Yeah.
And you can get a friend or two and there's lots of opportunities. There's always someone that needs help. And so I think just really figuring out what you love. One thing in talking with my friends, they'll say, well, how did you figure out what you love? And I said, you know, from the beginning, I didn't really know what I loved. It's just, what did I enjoy doing on my free time?
Yeah.
What did I just naturally gravitate to?
Yeah, that's a really good question to ask yourself.
Yeah, maybe it's exercising for some women. Maybe you are a very social person. Maybe it is having really great friends, but then not just getting together and gossiping, but maybe helping to improve each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Or even if you love shopping.
Shopping.
Like, how can you turn that into something?
Sign me up
for that. Absolutely.
I know. You know, I always laugh at the cute little lunch ladies is what I call them, but they're these groups of women that always get together and go to lunch. And I know a lot of them that go to lunch every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, what a great life.
Yeah.
Just be a lunch lady, just
right?
hang out and go shopping. And I respect whatever you choose.
Yeah.
You know what? We are all different. And I don't think we need to be shaming any category of women.
Yeah.
I think we're all just women. So
yeah.
whether we love whatever profession we do, or if we love being a stay-at-home mom, let's just be the best at whatever we decide to do.
Yeah, I love it. Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. There's a location in Lehi and in Orem. We'll take a break. More on The Mom Show in just a minute.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
4 kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into The Mom Show. Thank you for joining us today. I get to share some exciting news today, and I'll introduce my guest first. Heather Osmond is here. She owns Osmond Designs, furniture and interior design stores in Lehi and in Orem. Heather and I host another show together on Saturdays called The Home Show, where she gives you all of her expertise about real estate and or interior design. Heather, how are you?
How's it going, Lindsay? Thanks for having me on The Mom Show. It's a little intimidating. I have four four kids, but I don't know.
Listen,
the mom show?
None of us are experts. We can all pretend like we know what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
We are all
and each child is different. So you think you know what you're doing, you don't.
And as soon as you have something figured out, it changes.
It doesn't work on the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm excited to share, and I've shared this on my social media, but many people may not know that I've only worked part-time for the radio station for the last 6 years. And I've loved that role. I've loved the flexibility of it. I've loved the schedule and what KSL has allowed me to do. But I recently accepted a full-time position here at the radio station.
Congratulations. So, that's amazing, Lindsay. You're so good at what you do. They're lucky to have you.
You're so kind. I'm really excited. And it's not going to change much as far as what I do. Still be reporting and still be anchoring and turning some stories for the news. But it does expand my hours every day. And so now I'm a full-time working woman. And it's a strange shift because in my mind, I've just always worked part-time. And I'm finding it a little bit of an adjustment in the first few weeks of like, when do I prep dinner? How do I get my kids' homework done? Like, when do I find time to get my walk-in that I've done every single day for the last 6 months? And so you've been a full-time working woman for a long time now. So I lean on people like you to give me advice and share with me your insights on how you manage all the things. And I will say that I saw a meme this week that really resonated with me. And it said something to the effect of, the notion of working full time 40 hours a week was always predicated on the fact that somebody else was at home full time taking care of all the home things full time.
Right.
Right. And so now me and my husband are both working full time and both doing all the home things full time. And so it is not feasibly possible for one person to do all the home things and work 40 hours a week. So
for sure.
This meme also said, don't feel like a failure if you're working 40 hours a week and you feel like you are drowning, because it was never meant to be that way. It was always under the assumption that somebody else was at home full time.
It's so true. And being a mom is a full time job in itself. Like it is, if you're awake, you are busy. Right. And so I think adding a business or a profession like being a KSL host is just adding more and more to your already complicated life.
Yeah.
Lindsay, it's incredible that you are a working woman, that you are moving up the ranks here at KSL full time now. And you have so many opportunities for growth and loving every minute of it. And it brings you joy. I can just tell you love what you do.
Yeah.
And it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And so your kids will not be neglected. You love your kids. It's not choosing your job over your kids.
Yeah.
And I think there is a stigma sometimes with working women and that, but I know you would drop everything for your kids at any minute.
Oh, absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
All would. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We all would. And so, I think there is a little bit of this, sometimes I fall back into those barbaric ways, we'll call them, and my brain starts to think, oh man, am I neglecting my children? Like I'm not with them. I'm only with them like 4 hours a day. And but you know what? I come home those 4 hours a day and I'm crawling on the floor with them. I never used to do that as a stay-at-home mom. It was like, go play. Yeah. I'm still not a player, but I found myself wanting to like hug them and squeeze them and love on them. And that is what they need as children. And I think, I mentioned this point earlier, you can be home with your kids 24/7 and be not present.
It's true.
24/7.
Well, and I think you need quality time with your kids,
right?
And I think for you, it's maybe by choice that you get to be a working mom. For some people, it's necessity.
Right.
And so I think just making sure that you don't feel guilty, that you feel good about what you're doing and that you are putting your kids first. Kids are our greatest blessing. We will never work harder than trying to be a mom. It's the hardest work any of us will ever do, but I think it's the most rewarding at the end of the day when my kids are in their extracurricular activities, whether that be cheerleading or basketball or dance or whatever those things, watching them improve their talents and seeing the joy and the fulfillment of that and the confidence that comes from that is everything, right?
Yeah.
It's worth more than all the money in the world. And so I think just having a really healthy perspective in scheduling yourself to be supportive of your kids and their activities and their growth and they will be your best friends. I know, Lindsay, you have small kids right now, and so, you know, you're dealing with all of the physical needs, but I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I have older kids.
At the end of the tunnel.
And they're my best friends, and we get to have like real conversations and hang out with them, and it's amazing.
That's awesome. Okay, good. I'm glad to know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I often think about this in terms of being a full-time working woman. You know, I often think of the impact it's going to have on specifically my daughter, right? And my son's going to get different messages just by nature of his gender, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so for my daughter, I wonder what message, I often overanalyze and psychoanalyze what messages I'm sending her.
Sure.
And I don't know what she's going to take from watching me work full time. Like, obviously, I hope and believe that me being fulfilled as a mother and a woman is the best parenting tool I have in my toolkit, because she's going to see a happy, fulfilled, strong, independent, hardworking woman. And I think that's so important to change some of those traditional gender stereotypes that, frankly, I think are outdated.
Yeah.
And so I hope that's the message she's going to garner for this. But sometimes, again, my brain will let me go to, what if she thinks I'm never there for her? And what if she thinks I love my job more than I love her? And how do I combat that?
Sure.
And did you ever feel that way?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think oftentimes when you come from home from work, you're tired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then,
or you're checking emails and you're like, wait, I need to see if my story got picked up on Twitter. Like,
exactly. Yeah. So being wherever you are, just being 100% invested, I think is so, so important. And always putting your kids first. You know, I've said that before, but when you are home, it's all, forget about yourself. It's about your kids. And when you're getting ready for work in the morning, your kids are probably getting ready for school, and it's all about your kids. And sometimes maybe you don't get your makeup done. Maybe your hair is not done, or oftentimes maybe you need to just wake up a little bit earlier so you can have your me time.
Yeah.
And then when your kids are awake, those first 5 minutes of when they wake up and the last 5 minutes before they go to sleep, I think are the most precious hours or minutes, I should say, in the day.
Yeah.
And making sure that they know that you are their number one cheerleader always. There's loyalty. There's love. There's, you know, I often tell my kids, I have a lot of time and money invested in you. Don't screw it up. Right?
Nice.
I would swim across an ocean for my kids and I would drown doing it.
Right.
Hands down. No questions asked. But whatever our goals are, whatever our talents are, whatever our time frame or time limitations are, making your kids feel loved, I think, is what the world is missing these days more than anything, is just being a good parent. It's not just having your kids and then letting them raise themselves.
Right.
You have to be fully invested in them, their activities, their hopes, their dreams, and then support them, be their biggest cheerleader. And then I think regardless of what you're doing, you will have happy, successful kids.
Yeah. And I think what the message we're sort of getting at here is that it can be done in quality over quantity.
For sure.
Right? Because you and I are not with our kids the majority of the day. So you could make the argument that we can't give them that capacity because we are physically not with them. But I would argue that the quality of the time that you give them is more important than the quantity of time. I'm getting those backwards, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think not only is it our own kids that are in our home, but also our neighborhood kids. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of families that are struggling. I am noticing that more and more every single day. So being a good mom and friend to my kids' friends who come over to my home or that I have these conversations with, there's a lot of hurt in the world. And I think kids more than anyone, especially with the pandemic and COVID, and I call them quarantines.
Right.
But they really have been shut off from the world and really just had to have, you know, all their computer work was their online things. When they went back to school, they were wearing masks. And a lot of these kids even had those plastic shields around their desks. Like, it's so just,
it's bizarre.
Alarming. How
yeah.
do you even learn in that kind of environment when I personally feel like education, a lot of that is just the social aspect of going to school and going to all the football games and the activities and the school dances and all of those things. And so I think our kids need stability. They need safety. They need a mom that is happy. They need a dad that is happy. Yeah. And so that is different for every single one of us. And I think not being judgmental about whatever someone else decides for themselves is probably what we need to do as a community here in Utah. And I think we're doing a great job for the most part.
Yeah, so good. Heather Osmond, she owns Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores in Lehi and in Orem. We'll take a break. One more segment with Heather when we come back.
Back inside the Mom Show. Dads are welcome, but moms come here to be heard. We're with Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. Having a lovely conversation with my friend Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs Interior Designs Stores in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, you shared some big news this week on the Home Show that you're opening a new Osmond Design store in Lehi. When is that happening?
We sure are. We are going to be digging, hopefully, in the next 60 days. We are so excited about that. All of the plans are in with the city right now. So as soon as we get that approval, hopefully we will be able to get some subcontractors there to get started. Our stores are bursting at the seams. We have so much in-stock product. So if you are in the market for some furniture right now, you bring your truck and trailer. You can bring it home today, which in this industry and with all the delays and back orders and everything else going on, that's really a unique thing. And the cool thing about Osmond Designs is you're not going to have the same thing as seven of your neighbors because we don't buy 500 of the same product.
Yeah. And I can remember seeing your display at like a home show that I went to and, you know, not knowing you at the time and was just like jaw dropped and stopped in my tracks seeing your furniture. And now here we are years later working together.
Best
and I love
buddies.
It. I know.
I know. Small world. It's
so
fun.
Great. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about how you have grown your business with four children over the years. And granted, your kids are older now with your youngest, I believe, is in what, junior high?
She's a ninth grader. She's okay. 15.
I know.
I'm getting old, Lindsay.
No.
It's crazy.
You got to just tell me there's light at the end of the tunnel because my kids are 7 and 3. And I'm just like, oh, gosh.
It goes fast.
I know.
And I know you've had your grandma tell you that and your neighbors, but it really is true. Like,
I know.
You will wake up. And just think, where did the time go?
I know. I kind of get a little bit annoyed when people say that to me, mm-hmm. though. And it's not to say if you've ever said that to me, I'm mad at you. Like,
yeah.
Please don't hear me say that. But when people say, you know, just enjoy it. It goes so quickly. And you're like, listen, I know. I'm well aware of this.
I'm just tired.
The life is being sucked out of me right now. And toddler problems are my problems.
They are big problems.
Yeah.
In the day.
And so I fully
sure.
recognize that problems get more serious and more severe and more consequential as they get older. And I'm sure I will look back and recognize how blissful the young years were just
Lindsay.
Carting babies around.
Can I just tell you, I used to feel like I had control, right? And I think you have a little more control when they're younger. Now I've just... I have no control.
You've relinquished all control.
Just like, whatever. I'm just decided I'm just going to be like a cow and I'm just going to enjoy the sun and eat and whatever else happens. Great.
And feed
right?
your children.
How sad is that, right? I think the world is a whole different place than when we were kids and even when I was raising my young kids. And so I think right now it's just a matter of being supportive and cheering on your kids in whatever they decide to do and being their number one cheerleader, whatever they decide to do.
Yeah, I think that's great parenting advice. Now, as you were raising your four kids, you were also building a business. Like, I mean, it's hard to summarize 20 plus years of building a business.
Oh my
but
gosh.
If you could give women any advice who are trying to manage having children, and let me be frank right now, I get kind of resentful when I ask this question because nobody asks men how they build a business and have children.
Yeah.
Because it's the woman who's home doing right. it, right? But I'm going to ask you anyways.
For sure.
How did you manage all of that?
You know, Lindsay, it was blood, sweat, and tears. A lot of all of those, mm-hmm. right? I think it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's something that I enjoyed and I was passionate about it. And so I think that's where that drive came from is I felt like it was almost a spiritual thing for me that mm-hmm. I was supposed to be doing this. And I really was contributing to the world in my own special way. And so I think that's how it helped me to build my business. I also have this philosophy of never pay retail. and I hate getting ripped off.
Right.
I mean, I'm a Utah County girl, and I just want pretty things, and I could never afford them. And so I'm a hard worker, and I made a goal, and I figured out how to do it, and I was willing to put in the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears to be able to do it. And so I think it's just never giving up. I often refer to a speedboat versus a cruise ship. When you are a speedboat, if you go one direction and you're going the wrong way or doesn't feel right, you can easily maneuver and go a different direction. When you are just really, really big, like a lot of these corporations, to move that cruise ship even 2 degrees mm-hmm. is a lot of effort.
Sure.
So I think as mothers, we can have the flexibility to do our business around our kids' schedules. Oftentimes, I felt like a lot of my clients were my kids' parents.
Right.
Right? So yeah. It was my kids' friends' parents. And so I was even networking at dance recitals right. and basketball games. And people were like, hey, I need to buy some furniture tomorrow. And it was really a lot of fun. And I think when you enjoy what you're doing, it's easy to talk about. And
yeah.
it's fun. And it's infectious. And when you always feel like you're giving people the best deal, the best value, then you're really doing them a favor,
yeah.
you know, which is great. So find something, regardless of what it is. For you, it's KSL. You have such a gift and such a talent being here. It's great that KSL has recognized that. Of course, they would offer you a full-time position to be
right.
here. But you get to talk about things that you love, and not only when you are at KSL, but when you're off. You know, I'm sure you're working on the next new story
yeah.
for the next day. It just never goes away. But it's like your kids, you know, those tests that you help them study for and those science fair project. Being a mom, it just never ends.
Yeah.
And being a woman, it never ends. Because not only that, but then you have your husband
right.
that you have to, you know, have a relationship with and all the dynamics of that.
Oh, I'm totally failing in that department, let's
you
be
know
honest.
Hats off to women. You know, I am such an advocate of women that are doing their very best. I
yeah.
think a lot of us feel like we're failing every single day, and we're not. I think we're doing a lot better than we think we are.
Yeah, no, that's a really important message. It's so funny. My 7-year-old will often say, like, to her little friend, she'll say, my mom knows everything because she works for KSL.
Cute. Like, you just keep that going.
Well, we're just going to go with that. Heather
so
Osmond,
sweet.
Who owns Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh. The stores are in Orem. There's going to be a new location at Traverse Mountain in the coming years. So look out for that. But Heather, I love
you. Thank you. I love you more. Thanks for having me on this show today. You know, things I'm passionate about, faith and family are top of the list. So I love being on The Mom Show. I'd love to come back anytime.
Anytime. And I love having your insights, too. It's so, so good for me to hear. All right. We'll be back next week on The Mom Show.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.